Representatives from more than 150 countries are meeting in Paris to try to reach an agreement on climate change. The world leaders are debating ways to reduce emissions from fossil fuels, like oil and gasoline, to slow the rise of the Earth's temperature. The UN Weather Agency says the average global temperature will rise by 1 degree Celsius. The UN wants to keep the global temperature from rising by more than 2 degrees Celsius. The leaders will be joined by 40,000 delegates and organizers from 130 non-governmental organizations. Unlike earlier UN climate meetings, the world leaders will arrive first. They will create a framework for negotiators to try to reach an agreement. On Monday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told the world leaders that the meeting must mark a decisive turning point. He told them they have the power to secure the well-being of this and succeeding generations. He said, "You are here today to write the script for a new future, a future of hope and promise of increased prosperity, security, and dignity for all. We need the world to know that we are headed to a low-emissions, climate-resilient future, and there is no going back." Before the climate change meeting in Paris began, President Barack Obama met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Obama said the two countries agree on what is needed to slow global warming. He said that includes lowering carbon emissions and giving money to developing nations to help them make changes. He said, "As the two largest economies in the world and the two largest carbon emitters, we have both determined that it is our responsibility to take action. And since our historic joint announcement of our post-2020 climate targets in Beijing last year, more than 180 countries have followed in announcing their own targets. So our leadership on this issue has been absolutely vital." The U.S. has promised to reduce emissions up to 28% by 2025. China has said its emissions will not increase after about 2030. As the meeting begins, Beijing and other parts of China have had some of the worst air pollution conditions of the year. The air quality reached an orange level alert. That is the second highest alert level for air pollution. The U.S., China, and India produce about half of the world's emissions of carbon dioxide, a gas that keeps heat in the atmosphere. Scientists said carbon dioxide is a leading cause of global warming. French President François Hollande says it will not be easy for the world leaders to reach an agreement. He says he is not sure if any agreement can be enforced. He is also worried about whether small countries have enough money to put in place measures to reduce their emissions. And he is not sure countries can be monitored to ensure they are meeting their promises to limit emissions. This year, 183 countries have released long-term plans to deal with climate change. But experts believe the negotiations at the Paris meeting and other international meetings over the next 2 weeks will be difficult. In 2009 in Copenhagen, rich and developing countries differed on how to limit global warming. They failed to reach an agreement. On Sunday, hundreds of thousands of protesters throughout the world called for global environmental controls. In Paris, activists gathered during a time of strict security following the Islamic State terrorist attacks last month that killed 130 people. Peaceful protests became violent. Police fired tear gas at some demonstrators. More than 200 protesters were detained. Concerts, demonstrations, and a People's Climate March were planned. Many people were expected to gather at them, but they were canceled after the terrorist attacks. France says about 2,800 police officers and soldiers are guarding the conference. It said 6,300 other security forces will be deployed in Paris. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said almost 1,000 people believed to be threats to security have been refused entry into France. I'm Mario Ritter. We want to hear from you. Write to us in the comments section or on our Facebook page.